Yo, welcome to my third podcast on this channel. I'm Alex, and I'm here to talk about literally anything. So without further ado, here's Roblox isn't what it used to be. Here's why. Most of you know the gaming platform Roblox. It presents itself as a safe place for children to play and have fun. But there's something that they don't tell you. The platform has more than just kids. They have many pedophiles on the platform, and they just don't care. Roblox moderation doesn't do anything about them, so the community has to step in. Schlepp, a popular YouTuber that has a video series on YouTube named To Catch a Robloxian. He made it to catch predators on Roblox by taking them off platform onto websites like Discord or Telegram. He was banned by the platform, sparking backlash. Roblox responded by saying that his actions were similar to a real predator, as he was luring people off platform and getting them to meet up so he could call the state police on them. Schlepp also got to talk to Chris Hansen, the creator of the reality show To Catch a Predator, a show where he catches pedophiles online. It was made in 2004 and aired on NBC. They posted a video of a video conference that they had talking about Roblox's safety. It is rumoured that it was generated using artificial intelligence. This caused even more backlash. Now they have added age estimation using AI. You scan your face and it decides your age group, but it's far from perfect. People have been marked as being 12 when they are actually 23. With age estimation, they also introduced their new age group system. That means that you can only chat with people in your age group. They are the following: under 9, 9 to 12, 13 to 15, 16 to 17, 18 to 20, and 21 plus. You cannot use the chatting feature unless you complete verification by scanning your face. There have been people reselling these accounts to pedophiles and kids for money. There have been many countries that have banned slash sued the platform. Some examples are the USA, Louisiana, Canada, Turkey, and more. Well, that's it. Remember to visit our website, www.radiolfb.net. We'll be ending this off with So Much Trouble in the World by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Bye-bye. I'll see you in a month for a new program, Alex Talks.